From Michigan Radio, this is the Environment Report. I'm Kay LaFond. A new nonprofit is training citizen scientists to collect data on fish in the Great Lakes. They think it could be a game changer for research in the region and even help prevent the establishment of invasive species. It's a perfect July day on this Lake Michigan beach just south of Charlevoix.
Can we stop to hold them in place?
Stephen Hensler is calling out instructions to a group of people gathered around a cooler.
Count the rays on the anal fin. Or check his ID, one or the other.
They're identifying and measuring one of the dozens of fish they caught that day by dragging a net called a seine for 50 feet along the shore. Hensler carries the tiny creature, a fish called a sand shiner, back out into the waves.
Okay, I'm going to release it.
He's the co-founder and executive director of the Cerulean Center, a nonprofit dedicated to Great Lakes research. Its stated mission is to, quote, advance understanding of the Great Lakes ecosystem. But more than that, the Cerulean Center aims to get the public involved in doing research. Like today, many of the people identifying, measuring, and counting fish aren't trained fish biologists. They're volunteers. But Hensler and his colleagues showed them what to do when they arrived on the beach today. And now, he jokes, the operation is basically running itself.
It's a good activity to do for people of all ages. I mean, it's pretty fun, and it's a low barrier to entry, so.
Dale Treese is a retired nurse who lives just down the road in a town called Ellsworth. She's volunteering today, and she says she's loving it.
It amazes me how much these people that are teaching us know. They're like, obviously, fish doctors, and they're just like so friendly, and they're so informative, and you can ask any question, and they're going to answer it for you. It's amazing. It's amazing.
She says she learned how to identify fish and how to do it without harming them.
See how they're counting the fins. I see how they're measuring them. I see what kind of sampling they're taking, how we handle them with our wet hands and not dry hands. So I've learned an awful lot.
Seining fish today is part of a larger project for the Cerulean Center. Hensler says they're trying to get a better picture of the fish community in Grand Traverse Bay.
You can find things published about individual species or a few species at a time, but this we're actually trying to look at all the species together.
He says knowing more about what lives in the bay will help scientists detect any changes, as will having more private citizens on the lookout.
You know, we get a new non-native species, for example, we might have a chance of finding it and identifying it and reporting it before it has a chance to become invasive.
The Cerulean Center sampling project in Grand Traverse Bay will continue through 2020. For the Environment Report, I'm Kay LaFond.